It is a greater thing to be a child of God than to be the ruler of a kingdom. This last I shall lose at death, but the other will be my passport to everlasting glory. Such are the words of our patron, St. Louis, King of France, who we honor and celebrate today on this his feast day. Properly ordering himself in his own meditations as to those things that truly, authentically matter. He was a king at a time when he ruled absolutely. He had all authority over all living creatures, over everything that he could survey, over everything upon which his eyes would alight. But instead of lording that power over others, he took to heart that which his faith had commanded of him, that he give fitting glory and praise to God first and foremost. He understood completely and totally that the authority that he exercised was authority that came not from anything that he had done or anything that he had earned, but rather an authority that came from God. In addition to his life as king, he was a statesman and a husband and father. He was a crusader and a champion of the faith. He spent time and concern over those who were disenfranchised and poor. He was a great promoter of justice. And he was able to hold all of these in perfect balance because he loves God. This is the first exhortation that he gives to his own son in preparing his eldest to eventually become King of France. The first thing that you must do, above all things, he enjoins his own son, is to love God. If indeed we love God first, last, and always, it is then in that way we can do the many things that God may command us to do, whether it be the panoply of offices and responsibilities that were entrusted to St. Louis, or whether it be simply the £1 that is given into our care that we need to nurture and sustain in order to return to God 5, 10, 50, and 100-fold. He was known not only for his concern about his people physically, but a concern about his people spiritually. And that concern and solicitude for the spiritual needs of his people came from his own understanding of his own spiritual needs, a humility before God, a recognition that the authority that he exercised was he able to do so well because God had willed it so. And that like our Blessed Mother, he needed to be pliable and moved easily by the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Everything, always, was only for God. To be governed by God, to allow God to lead him, support and sustain and direct him. This has never been an easy task as we suffer with the stain of original sin. But nor is it an impossible one. For all the holy men and women who've gone before us, all the saints that we celebrate, especially today, St. Louis, remind us indeed that we are able to cooperate with God's grace. We are truly able to allow him to be the master of who we are, to lead and guide our lives and dispense of ourselves according to his divine providence. I often wonder when I look at the life of this great man and all the things that he accomplished in a time where he did not have access to all of the technology, all of the material, mechanical advances that we have in the modern age. How was he able to do all of this? And why aren't we able to do the same? How has it come to pass that seemingly we do less and less and we become more overwhelmed by the very few things that we are required to do? We're much like that servant who, upon receiving gifts, are so afraid of what might happen, whether it be God himself in judging us or the things of the world, that we simply tie up in a nice, neat ball the gifts that have been given to us and we sequester them someplace safe. And then we become surprised and shocked when there is an accounting of us. Why didn't you use the gifts that were given to you? Because they're given to you not just for you, but for the salvation of so many. Again, St. Louis could have been, and rightly so, concerned only about himself, maintaining his property, his power, his authority, his place. But he used his power, his authority, not just for himself, but all of those who were entrusted to his care, to provide for them materially, but also to provide for them spiritually. He loved Holy Mother Church, and always submitted willingly and joyfully to her authority, oftentimes asking direction from Rome as to how it is he was to govern. And all of this, brothers and sisters, is rooted in a humility that allows us to be pliable in the hands of God. God has endowed all of you with manifold gifts and blessings, maybe some of which have not yet made themselves known to you, but the blessings are there nonetheless. They certainly are gifts given to you, but not just for you, for the salvation of those entrusted to your care, husbands and wives, children, this particular family of prayer and faith, indeed for the salvation of the whole world, the whole nation. You may be the linchpin in some plan of God's that will never become clear to you in this lifetime, and yet in this lifetime, like St. Louis, you must allow yourself to be led, to be governed. Confidence in God and in God alone. One of the highest manifestations of our growth in the spiritual life is a distrust of ourselves and a complete trust in God. Even when things swirling around us seemingly are falling apart, and the world in which we live, the church in which we find ourselves at the beginning still of the 21st century, is seemingly falling apart. I oftentimes, from this very spot, have pointed out all the things that are deficient. But even in these moments where there might be crisis, where there might be doubt, and a legitimate cause for both crisis and doubt, our confidence must remain in God. Not only because he is victorious, but he continues to be victorious. And that victory makes itself manifest in large ways known to the whole world, but also in the quiet, unassuming ways that each of us goes about our business, being obedient and pliable in the hands of God. Let us pray through the intercession of St. Louis for that humility that we need in order to not only understand more deeply the talents and gifts that God has bestowed upon us, but then also the humility to dispose of them according to his will and his design. Let us pray through his intercession for the courage to distrust ourselves and find our confidence in God alone. Let us understand that all that we have, all that we are, and all that we hope to be begins and ends with God, and will find its completion not only in this life, but by his grace as we take our place in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.